hate a song that makes you think that you're not any good. I hate a song that makes you think you're just born to lose, bound to lose. No good to nobody, no good for nothing. Because you're either too old or too young or too fat or too thin or too ugly or too this or too that.
Folk music is one of the first social media communicating news of social import. It still does so today. Join me, Don Jacobson, on Friday, October 25th, 12 noon to 1:30, for Sing Me a Song of Social Significance. From Woody Guthrie to Cy Conn, you'll hear songs that are meaningful to your lives, songs that are inspiring, and songs that are just fun to listen to. Cy Conn and David Rovick's CDs will be available as thank you gifts for your pledge. 12 noon to 1:30, Friday, October 25th, only on KBOO.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to A Deeper Look here on KBOO. I'm your host, Linda Olson Osterlund. For those of you who have just turned in, we're having our fall membership drive. We're moving towards the end of that drive, and we really need your support to make our goal. It's been a great morning, a lot of you flooding in calls towards the end of Teresa's show. We really appreciate that. We will have two breaks during today's show to give you a chance to show your support and your support for KBOO and your support for this show, A Deeper Look in particular. The audio from this show will be uploaded, so you don't have to miss anything if you choose to call during the show. The number is 877-500-5266, so you can call right now or anytime during the show. But let's get to our topic today. It's titled The Angola Three, Seize the Time, Free Albert Woodfox. Albert Woodfox is the last member of the Angola Three still in jail. He spent 42 years in solitary confinement in Louisiana for a conviction that has been overturned, let me say it, once and then maybe three times. That's right, his conviction has been overturned three times. The last time, a little over a year ago. We had hoped for his release at that time. The state immediately appealed and are holding him still. So he is currently locked in solitary confinement 23 hours a day. As many of you know, the men called the Angola Three were locked in the Louisiana State Prison in Angola, Louisiana, a former slave plantation known as the Farm. I was around in the late 60s, just starting to be aware of politics, and I remember hearing about that prison because there were prison uprisings going on throughout the country, and that one was known to be the worst. Albert Woodfox and Herman Wallace and Robert King were in that prison fighting for reforms. In fact, Albert and Herman had founded one of the first Black Panther parties ever to exist inside a prison. Well, Albert Woodfox and Herman Wallace both were in jail for armed robbery initially. They were charged with the death of a prison guard in 1972, though no forensic evidence linked them to the killing, and both men have maintained their innocence throughout. The only state witness to testify was given substantial benefits for his testimony, something the prosecution lied about and had the warden lie about on the stand. He later acknowledged that that was a lie and acknowledged that he had lied. That's the obvious basis for the overturning of all these convictions. Robert King, after 29 years locked in solitary confinement at Angola Prison, successfully fought separate charges that he was being locked in for and was released in 2001. So over the last decade, he has traveled all over the country, and with the support of other Black Panthers, there's been a growing awareness of the Angola Three and the extraordinary length of their time in solitary confinement. Amnesty International eventually took up the case and has become quite active in fighting for the release of Herman first and now Albert. As have all other human rights advocates and organizations. On October 1st, Herman Wallace, who had end-stage liver cancer, was finally released from jail based on the facts of his case, his last trial. He died a free man October 4th in the arms of those who loved him. This was truly an important victory for all of us, and I want to thank all of you out there in my listening audience who have taken action on Herman's behalf. I did a show in July. I want to remind all of you that you can find those shows. Just put Angola 3 in the search engine on our website, the KBOO website, and you'll be able to find all of the different interviews I've done over this. So, you know, the fight really heated up, and it really is a significant victory, even if they held on to him to the very end. We were so glad to have him free. And so right now, the attention is turning to both honoring Herman and getting Albert free. And it's with great pleasure that I'm able to welcome Robert Hillary King. He's the released member of the Angola 3, the only one who's released and still alive. He's a prison's rights advocate in general, as well as fighting for this cause. And he's also the author of the book, From the Bottom of the Heap, the autobiography of Black Panther Robert Hillary King. Welcome to KBOO again. Robert, are you there? We've been having a little bit of difficulty. Robert has been in so many activities in the last 3 days. He and I have been on contact by phone multiple times. I can tell you a few of the kinds of activities that have taken place since Herman died. One thing that is significant is Congressman John Conyers got a statement about Herman Wallace in the Congressional Record, praising him for fighting for prison reform back in the 60s. So that was very significant. And John Conyers has apparently attempted to show support and gain support for the Angola 3 over the last few years. There was also a memorial service at which many people spoke. There's also something called the Second Line that's common to New Orleans. I wasn't aware of it, but I talked to Cenk, our news director, who's lived in New Orleans, and to King, and it's basically a celebration, like a parade in celebration of Herman's life. So now that we've got King on the line, I believe we'll go to him and let him tell you. Welcome, King.
Yes, thank you. I apologize about that, but the phone just
Not a problem.
Some of your presentation, but I think you were speaking about what we have going here.
Yeah, if you could, you know, actually, Robert, I'll call you Robert or King. I know you like to go with
it's
both.
Okay.
Either one.
It's okay.
All right. I wondered if you could tell us, if you could take us back to just before Herman died, though, because I think it was extraordinary that you and Albert were actually able to visit Herman just before his release. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because that's not something you've been able to do before.
Well, you know, obviously, Linda seen him. It was a great pleasure, you know, to see him. I saw him about maybe 3 months, 2.5 months prior to his death. And at that time, he wasn't as debilitated as he ultimately became. But I had a chance to see him, and we had a chance to talk. I saw him eat. And Albert also, and his spirit was good. And while I had observed that his body was, you know, sort of failing, and aura had evolved around him. He was seemed to have been full of life, and it was really tangible. So I had a chance to really, I think I saw Herman evolved at that time to another point. Of not just consciousness, but awareness. That goes much beyond the conscious, the thing that we call consciousness, but I'll just leave it. But Herman, we had a nice conversation. He, Albert and I, and that was the first time I had seen either of them for years, actually. I saw him only once during my time out of prison. And that was the second time in, 13 years. So it had been a quite a long time, and we had a pretty good time communicating, and we communicated a lot of things. On the second visit, his body not as strong as it was. He had to be wheeled in. He had lost, ultimately, I think, maybe 25 more pounds He was down to probably 137 at that time. But he was still trying to struggle and hold on, and we had a chance to talk as well.
And so, King, you know, we have to go to we're having to take a break in just a moment. But I wanted to ask you if you don't see the fact that the state had to release Herman and that release Herman and that he had to allow Albert and you to visit, that the state had to allow that as a real victory for both Herman's efforts and Albert's efforts just to stay sane and to fight this case, but for all the supporters as well.
Yes, indeed, it was a victory, a short and bittersweet victory, but it was a victory. After all, you know, we were able to visit and communicate, and we still have his suit is ongoing in spite of his death. That suit continues, and
that's against the cruel and unusual punishment.
Yes, we all had litigated against the state, you know, and the court has ruled, the federal court has ruled, a magistrate, that is, has ruled in our favor that minor 29 years constituted cruel and unusual punishment. And therefore, you know, Herman and Albert nearly 42 years also constitutes cruel and unusual punishment. That case is scheduled to go to trial sometime in May next year, of course.
Well, that's really good. You know, we're going to have to leave this conversation right now, but just for a few minutes, if you can stay on the line with us, King, you know we have to raise money to keep this kind of radio station going. So we're going to get, we have Ani and Jimmy in Membership Central.
Right.
Nailed it, like usual.
Okay, well, let's go to you and tell people why they should become a member right now.
Well, because Linda has good, thorough, and accurate information, just like you're hearing this morning on A Deeper Look. She brings you, in fact, just that, really a deep look behind the current headlines. And, in fact, the things that haven't even made it to the headlines because, well, good information is often suppressed in mainstream media, right? Because it is not in the corporate interest to really let us know what's going on. That is why you need independent media. That's why you need community radio. That's why you need KABU. 877-500-5266. That's the number to dial now to pledge your support to contribute a little of your hard-earned money to this grassroots effort to keep us independent, to keep us strong, and to keep this kind of information. Thursday morning Radio Zine has long been just about my favorite time of the week to listen. It has really insightful news and public affairs delivered with attitude. That is the thing that you really get here at KABU. You get people who know their stuff. You get Linda, for example, who has had programming looking at deep environmental issues, issues around political prisoners, issues of human rights around the world, issues of the repression in the Muslim communities here in Portland, issues you've heard her talk about the Angola 3 before this morning, and you're hearing it now. These are relevant issues. They are important for our full information so we can live enriched lives, and it's well worth your support at 877-500-5266. For that $10 a month contribution, you can get that 4 gig audio flash drive that we were offering this morning. We've been offering it throughout the drive. It's got hours and hours and hours of information on it. You'll hear talks by Raj Patel, by Chris Hedges, by Bill McKibben, by so many others. Give us a call right now and say yes to your community, and you'd like that as your thank you gift at 877-500-5266.
And before we go back to our program, let me throw out some thank yous. Martin in Corvallis, he's a new EFT member. Heather in Portland here, she's made a new pledge. Stan in Scappoose, he's renewing. James in Salem is also renewing, as well as Dan in Portland, and a new member, the Alliance for Democracy. So on behalf of all of us here, thank you all for your support. And join the crowd. Go with the flow, folks. It's time to do it. It even applies here at KBOO.
Thank you so much for that call right now.
Yeah, jump on this ship, and the way you do it is 877-500-5266. Get on board with us. We're on board with you.
It's the Good Ship membership, 877-500-5266. Okay, great.
All right. Thank you, Ani and Jimmy. You know, I thought of today's show as, you know, we like to have gifts for people, and I know you have a bunch of gifts back there, but I thought the really the great gift today is I'm going to tell you how you can make a difference. Well, we tell you that all the time during a membership drive because your membership really makes a difference. It has influence beyond you for a very long time. But I'm going to let you know as we get through this how you can make a difference in getting Albert Woodfox free and what actions you can take. Are you there, King?
Yes, I am.
Great. I am. Thank you. Well, and thank you for telling us about your last visit with them. Can you talk about the activities that have been going on since Herman died? I know there was a memorial, a second line. I think there was even something about the congressional record. Can you talk about some of those activities and how important they are?
Well, yes. A lot of activities, as you mentioned there. Have been a second line, and there will be other second lines, I'm sure. And presently, we are doing the 47th anniversary of the Black Panther Party here. And I'm at Malik's house. I'm the only one here now. He's getting people, members in, coming in.
And Malik Rahim is one of the major Black Panthers and a major organizer in New Orleans with Common Ground. Is that correct?
That's correct. He's co-founder of Common Ground, along with Scott Crow and some other folks, and he is out now probably mobilizing people at certain points because the anniversary begins today. Matter of fact, registration has already started, and we are doing some things here as well, and Malik has managed to see the connection and make the connection of Angola 3 and Common Ground and the movement to focus on solitary and in just confinement. These are the type of things that we are doing here to keep the focus on Albert, for sure. But we want to focus on a broader picture as well, because that was the primary objective of Albert and I. And so we are here in New Orleans, and we are doing, you know, we will have workshops, a usual workshop that goes on when you have a symposium of this size. That we will be speaking about COINTELPRO as usual, and how it impacted and affected Herman and Albert of the Black Panther Party years ago, but that it still exists today in another form, just another name. You can bet this that Herman Albert and myself and so many other people are subjected to COINTELPRO in so many other ways other than the one that was, you know, that was exposed by Senator Church some years ago.
Yes.
So these are the type of thing that's going on in New Orleans now. But the primary objective is to make sure that Albert is not forgotten. We're remembering Herman, but we won't abandon Albert. Amnesty International has issued not just, you know, as you alluded to earlier in your statement, that issued, you know, a petition with hundreds of thousands of people, and just recently, another 40-some thousand for Albert a few days ago that we brought to the governor's desk, that we delivered to the governor's desk, and these things are growing daily.
You know, I saw that in the newspaper. Sorry to interrupt you, King, but I saw in the newspaper a story about taking the petitions to Baton Rouge and how Albert's brother Michael spoke at the occasion and talked about the real torture that 42 years of solitary confinement are. I mean, I know that when Albert was with you visiting Herman, he was in shackles. Is that correct?
That is correct. He was in shackles, and he had to go through the usual, procedure of being strip searched, handcuffed, strip searched, and the humanizing, you know, ounces that goes with a strip search that we had 1 year ago. Albert Woodfox filed the writ in all. It was Woodfox in all, versus Trust in all. And that eliminated that practice, but the state seemed to have gone back to it.
He's locked in a separate CCR. It's one of those kinds of prisons where you're locked in your own cell, a 6x9, for something like 23 hours a day. And I believe there were reports that he's being body cavity searched as often as once a day or many times a day.
Oh, as many times as he is taken out from his cell to see it. To visit a lawyer, or if he want to make a phone call, would like to make a phone call to his lawyer. I mean, he is subjected to these dehumanizing sentences. Again, That is because, you know, the states have what we call, you know, reneged on the, you know, on the negotiation that they made regarding Woodstock and all, was discussed and all.
Well, and I believe that this is a little bit of payback. I mean, I think that as the struggle has heated up to get Herman released, they very much did not want to. Two wardens have said unequivocally that these men will never leave alive. And the truth is that in Louisiana prisons, I believe something like 85% of the prisoners do not leave alive. And so there's a lot of determination on the part of our corruptor, you know, however many bad words you want to use about our prison system and justice system, that is determined to not let him out. But you know what? They were determined not to let Herman out at all, and they lost on that. And I believe that they always go for payback when they lose. But that doesn't mean we have to let them do it. And I think that 40 to 50,000 signatures on the petition for Albert. That's a significant number in a very short time. And I noticed that I could find newspaper articles in the Times-Picayune. And when I first started covering this case, King, I couldn't find newspaper stories in Louisiana covering this case. So something has shifted enough that there's more attention. And that's actually why I'm calling on my audience out here, all of you, the listeners. You know, when there's focused energy and people are coming together and breaks in a case happen, that's when you can make the difference. That's when you really need to seize the time. So I want to let all of you who are out there listening is that you can go to the angola3.org, that's angola3.org, or to amnestyinternational.org, amnesty spelled amnesty, international.org. Either one of those sites will take you immediately to petitions that you can sign. Solitary Watch is another site that you can as well, because of course there's a whole movement and an upsurge in a movement in this nation to end solitary confinement. So I think it's a really critical time. I'm so glad to hear that the two Black Panther reunions, I know I heard of one in Oakland also that was going to be talking about the Angola 3.
Yes. In fact, it was. It finished sometime, I think, maybe yesterday or so. And it did focus on Angola 3 and the wider prison movement to end solitary confinement and so forth. But it was also a tribute to Angola 3, Herman Wallace, who, as you know, elaborated on this transition.
So I feel like there is a chance that we could push hard right now. I'm hoping that's true. You know, we need to go and raise money for KBOO. So I've asked you now, audience out there, to take two actions. It's not too hard for you. I know you're an intelligence audience, so I want you to take action really right now, join together with hundreds and actually tens of thousands of other people and fight to get Albert Woodfox out of the horrible conditions he's in. But in the meantime, also become a member of KBOO, the radio station that brought you the story of the Angola 3 before any other one that I heard of. Anyway, here we go to Jimmy and Ani.
Thank you, Linda. Yes, that's because you, our listener, you have dialed 877-500-5266 to make it possible that we're able to put voices on the air that you're just not going to hear anywhere else. You know it's true. That's why you tune in, and that's why I'm here now to give you that phone number one more time as 877-500-5266 and implore you to make the call. And I want to thank Heather and Katie for their continued support of KBOO. Thank you, ladies. We appreciate the support. And Ani?
And we'd like to hear from you to keep it going and spread it throughout the community at 877-500-5266. For your contribution of just $10 a month, you can get that 4-gig audio flash drive. I'm going to keep talking about this because as a listener to the morning radio zine and to the Thursday radio zine in particular, I'm going to go ahead and make an assumption, and I'm going to go ahead and assume that you are somebody who values news and public affairs information, somebody who values hard-hitting analysis, somebody who values really just cutting-edge talks by the likes of Kathleen Dean Moore and Raj Patel. Both of those talks were from the Ilahi Lecture Series over this last year, recorded by our KBOO volunteers. There's also Greg Pallast, Robert Jensen, Thomas Lindsay, Bill McKibben, Amy Goodman, and many, many more. Chris Hedges, Naomi Klein, just to name a few. There's also hours and hours of original KABU programming produced here in-house by our volunteers. For your $10 a month contribution to KABU, you can pick up the 4-gig audio flash drive. You know, the real gift you get is KABU in your ear every day, informing you, inspiring you, inciting you. This is your community radio station. After all, make it your very own when you dial 877-500-5266 or online at KBOO.FM.
And we have a couple more thank yous to give out there to our food donors keeping us fed today: the Tin Shed at 1438 Northeast Alberta Street, the Observatory at 8115 Southeast Stark Street, and Dine In Tonight PDX that's on the web. It's at DINEIN2NITE.com. We want to thank them for their food support for our volunteers here in our pledge drive. And again, the number to call is 877-500-5266. It's because you listen, you support us, that we're allowed to do this in the first place, because those bills do not pay themselves.
That's right. We rely on you, our grassroots community, to support us. And we need to raise $600 right now for a deeper look. You know that Linda has been bringing you deep information and analysis over the last several years, and it's all because of your support. Please do continue that support right now at 877-500-5266.
Thank you, Ani and Jimmy. And with a goal that still needs $600 towards it, really, please get those phones ring-a-linging. Any one of you that can give $500, we would really appreciate it. You know, we set those goals, one, to show support for particular shows, and also to keep us on time with the pledge drive so that we end with enough of money made for us to keep running. So please do ring the phones. We need them going right now. King, we only have a couple more minutes. And I was just reading during that break, I was noticing that I have a statement here from the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture, Juan E. Mendez, who considers what's happening to Albert Woodfox torture, and he's calling on the U.S. government to stop that and to do an investigation into our policies around solitary period. Have you...
Yes. Go ahead, Linda.
Well, I was going to say, what are the next actions that you guys plan beyond this weekend? Or is that something part of you're going to figure out this weekend with the Black Panther reunion going on?
It's just not that. Well, you know, we will continue the concerted effort with the Black Panther reunion, but Amnesty will continue. Angola 3, it has done a wider movement, Linda. And so our movement within the movement will continue, because from this movement, there have been lawyers in the... people who have graduated from law school and become lawyers, people who have written plays about Angola 3, and, you know, people who have, the house that Harmon built, who have, artists have taken on the case. So they will be doing a lot of things, and all of our efforts are focused on Angola 3, but primarily Albert Woodfox and remembering Harmon. And we will be doing some of the same things that we have been doing over the months. And we have intensified this. We have the win, as so many people have stated so many times, in so many different ways. We have the win at our back, so we have to progress forward and continue.
I really agree with you.
Get out, but really.
Yes, keep the pressure on. I want to let people know, if you go to angola3.org, there's a place on there where you can sign up for a newsletter. I get that newsletter, and it keeps you apprised of all the different events and activities and actions you can take and what's going on in the case. It's a really good way to stay up with it. Thank you so much for joining me, Robert Hillary King, Angola 3 member, released, and author of From the Bottom of the Heap, the Autobiography of a Black Panther. Thanks so much for joining us today. I want to thank all of you out in the audience who are...
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And thank you all for listening. Please do take a moment. It's 877-500-5266. Your dollars have influence so far beyond what they would almost anywhere else when you give them to KBOO. And thank you.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, minute before 10 o'clock. In 15 minutes at 10:15, Flashpoints today features Catherine Austin Fitz returning for another in-depth session of community business. At 11 today on Between the Covers, Oregon writer Steve McQuitty talks about his new book, Here on the Edge, which looks at a conscientious objector camp located in Waldport, Oregon during World War II and at the history of pacifism in the U.S. And at 11:30 today, it's the film show with news and interviews about the independent film scene in Portland. But first, it's Air Cascadia with headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. And that is coming up next on KBOO.
Good people, KBOO 90.7 FM Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Afro-Caribbean All Music Festival. Nine bands will play genres and rhythms all originating from Africa, including Afro-Jazz, Calypso, Samba, Salsa, Reggae, and others. The event will feature the bands Jujuba, Love Nesuesa, Super Mokako, Roots Revolution, and others. The festival will be held on November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the TAQ Center, 631 Northeast Grand Avenue, Portland, from 7 p.m. until 2:30 a.m. Come dance for three nights straight at the Afro-Caribbean All Music Festival, November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. More information can be found on the right-hand side of the KBOO.FM website under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Thursday, October 24th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Gotta say,